Weiter in Shas. We're in Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Pick it up on Kuf Tes Zayin on the base by the bottom of the page, by the Mishnah. About the Mishnah. Zogt the Heilige in the Mishnah. Chomer b'chelev mi b'dam, b'chomer b'dam mi b'chelev. There's a chomer of chelev over dam, and a chomer of dam over chelev. Chomer b'chelev, you know what? Chelev is more chomer than dam. Sha'chelev, and here we're talking about chelev of kachim. Beep, turn the page, kufk zanam and af. Molimbo, you can be over me'ila if you get hana'ah from it. If this is something with kachim, you get, you're not allowed to get hana'ah from it, you get me'ila. Right? Says, im karbanu, tal kachia shemhein, ve'enim lekohanim the hadam ein molim bo, but the dam you don't do, you, it's not going to be meila like we're going to learn later on. V'chayav melami shom pigel v'nosar v'tamei, and also when it comes to chelev, you can be chayav if you take of it, if it's pigel, right, after the a carbon that's if any of the, you know, the four essential blood services. You have the intention that you're going to eat something after its particular time, then you're going to be, it's called known as pigel, and then we have no service left over, vitame, or when he is tame, if he goes and partakes of it when he's in a state of tumma, then you're going to be a problem, mash enkin b'dam, which is not so when it comes to dam. Says Rashi, vitame im achlu b'tumas haguf chayif tichatos, achas mishum chelef, achas mishum tumas haguf shi bekaris. But it's not so when it comes to dam. B'chomer b'dam, and how is dam more chomer? Because she'adam noig b'behim el-chayev ha'of. Dam applies to a behim el-chayev ha'of. Be'in t'meim be'in t'horim, but it's kosher, not kosher. Not kosher, kosher. V'chil v'in o'noig el behima t'horim b'vad. Only with a behima, and it's got to be t'hor. Kosher, behima, but not chayev ha'of. And that was when it's not kosher. Rashi says, k'tachsiv min ha'behima asher yakrivu m'menu v'gomer. Where do we know that even chelev of kachim kalim is going to fall into the category of meila? Rashi says, which is a pliadik azach over here, and that is, even though there's no me'ila when they're alive, because of the money of the owners, yet still there's me'ila with their imurim when they're brought as karbonos after you throw the dam. You know what I mean? Let them know that the chelev of kachim kalim is me'ila. I'm Rav Yanei Damar Kook, as a pasuk says about the karbonot, the part of the kohen gadol's chatas that he brings, the par chatas. It says kasher yuram. Just as it would be separated from the bull of the shlamim, Rashi says, "Beimurei par koin mishiach sev." That's what it said. Now, what is it? What do we learn from the bull shlamim carbon about the kohen gadol's bull that has not already been spelled out straight up? Rashi says, "Malamadu tekamer kechol ma shemafrishem imurim." Mishlamim kach yifreshu mizeh afkano imurim mufurashim es achelev amechase alakerev v'skol achelev es shteh akloyes v'gomer. We have something straight up. A pasuk is telling us what falls in that category. What are we learning over here? Harizabal alamid. This part that brings up the par of the shlamim, which is coming to teach about the kohen gadol's chatas carbon, comes to teach us something. V'nim salamid, and it turns out that instead of teaching us something, we found to be the subject of a teaching. Makish shor zevach hashlamim lapar koin mashiach. That is, that the Torah is comparing the bull shlamim karban to the kohen gadol's bull to teach. Ma par koin mashiach yesh bo me'ila. Just like the sacrificial parts of the kohen gadol's par can be me'ila, right? Because kachik kachim falls into me'ila, says Rashi. Bimureyam daha michayim hava be me'ila de kachik kachimu. Av short zevach hashlam yishbo me'ila. So too, we find that the sacrificial parts of the bull shlamim offering fall into me'ila as well. Even though it's kachim kalim, it didn't have me'ila when it was alive. It's a murim, otherwise known as the chelev and other parts of the sacrificial parts, do fall into the category of me'ila, they're subject to me'ila. Once his dam service is completed, and they become fit to be burnt on the mizbeach, says Gemara. Amar le Rabbi Chanina, says Rabbi Chanina, ki'ura zo shishana Rabbi, What is it? Kiruzush on Rebbe? Is it bothers? Is it disgusting to that which Rebbe taught? Right? Why is it that you bring this makor? We saw this lashon last time also. Why is it you bring this makor for this din? You don't like that Rebbe taught? In the following brisa that says, Kol chilev laHashem. All chilev is for Hashem. Larabos emure kachim kalim lemeila. This is coming to include the sacrificial parts of kachim kalim in reference to meila. Right, the pasuk all chelev is for Hashem comes up in the pasuk which is dealing with kachem kalim. The Torah says for Hashem to teach us that in regard to meila they're considered like kachem kachi Hashem. They're called kodesh hakadoshim. Right, that's what they're called. As Rashi says so beautifully, kol chelev laHashem bekachem kalim ksiv ulahachi ksiv behu laHashem lemimra dekachi Hashem karina bay leinyan meila in reference to meila meila meila. So what's going on? Why do you have a problem with that? Amar Rabbi Itzchak. Nah, we need both. Because v'chone chelev, the Torah would have written only the of Rebbe, and chelev kachem kalim is going to be chayv meila. I mean, I would have thought chelev in yoseres shtei kloyos lo. That chelev of kachem kalim is, yeah, that's true. That's going to be meila. But other parts of kachem kalim, like the yoseres, which is the diaphragm, which shtei kloyos and the two kidneys, lo, they're not going to fall into the category of meila. Right? This pasuk says only that chelev is kachem laHashem, kodesh laHashem. And meila, and doesn't say that the other emurim that are not chelev are considered such a thing. So one could argue that those emurim, like the diaphragm, the kidneys of kachem kalim, are not going to fall to meila even after the dam dimurim is the dam of the carbon is sprinkled on the mizbeach. Therefore, kasher chmona kasher yurum, we have the pasuk that says, just as would be separated of the bowl of the shlamim carbon, to compare all of them of the bowl shlamim included. Including the diaphragm of the kidneys. V'kasev rachmanav, just would have written kasha yuram, that one pasuk, have a mean, I would have thought, chelev aliyah delesa b'shor, lo. At the tail, right, the tail chelev, which is not part of the sacrificial parts of the bull, would not be subject to me'ilah, even in the case of a sheep where it's part of the other things. Because rachmanav kol chelev, therefore kol chelev, to come and tell you that even the fat of the sheep's tail is designated for Hashem, and therefore it falls into the category of me'ilah. In fact, the Gemara, Amar le Rav Mari le Razvid, I alya ikri chelev, if the tail is called chelev, tisa b'chila, it should be usher for eating, because it falls under the category when it says any chelev or any blood, you shall not eat. And for the Gemara, Amar le alecha amakra, about you, right, To go against what you just said, the pasuk says about the iser of eating chelev, kol chelev shor v'keve v'chesev v'eis, any chelev of oxen, sheep, and goats, davar hashava b'shor v'chesev v'eis. I have to tell you that the chelev iser applies only to that chelev which is common to ox, sheep, and goats, which is excluding the tail chelev, which is exclusive to sheep. So even though the tail chelev is encompassed by the word chelev, it's mutter to be eaten, because the pasuk says any chelev that's common to all ox, sheep, and goats, you shall not eat. So tail chelev, which is unique to the sheep, isn't in that iser. Ravashi Amar chelev ha'alya ikri. It's called tail chelev. Chelev stam elo ikri. It's not called chelev. Like just on its own, stam. So it's not encompassed by the iser that said by the pasuk, any chelev or any blood you shall not eat, which refers only to chelev that has, you know, nothing like stam. Elameata lo yimaluba. If that's true, then there should be no me'ila. Right? Because the pasuk says all chelev is for Hashem, it's referring only to stam chelev. Not when you have it specified as chelev ha'alya. Elamachvartig Rav Zid. Rather, it's clear that the explanation of why tail chelev is not. Also, for eating is like Rav Zvid said. Not the difference between whether it said chelev or chelev alia, but just the point that when it says kol chelev shor v'chesev va'ez, it's got to be something that's a davar hashava in all of them. And that's not, therefore it's going to be mutter. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah, mash'enkin bidam, which is not so when it comes to dam. Kachim dam, that's designated for sprinkling on the mizbeach, does not fall into the category of me'ila, pigel, noser, or tummy. Wait, do we know this from these four kulas about the dam.
Oh, my Ula says, Ula, Damar Kar, the Pasuk says, Lachem. When it talks about the blood, it says, I signed for you. I signed it for you on the Mizbech to give a kapara. Right? Ki nefes abasa badam hiv anin esativ lachem on the Mizbech. And this is for a lechaper anafshotechem shalachem yehi.
Which is, what does that mean for you? It means it shall be yours. It's considered yours, not considered Kodesh LaHashem, which falls in the category of Mi'ilah. So Mi'ilah is only if it's considered at Hashem's.
Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, they say Lechaper. And the same pasuk it says, Lechaper is a kapara, Lechaper is a tifalo Mi'ilah. I've given it as kapara, not as Mi'ilah. Rashi says, Velo Sheikori Shali Limalbo. She'ina Omedes Ela Lechaper Shulchaper. The only thing it's there to do is to be Mechaper for you.
In source number 3 of Yochanan Amar, Amar Kra, at the end of the pasuk it says, who, right, meaning ki adam, adam, who, benefet shechaper, who lifnei kapar kel achi kapar. The Mashmah says that it's the same before kapar and after. And we could say, what does that mean? Mal achi kapar imbu mi'ilah, just like after kapar, of course, it's not going to be in mi'ilah over there. Rashi is b'shirayim, kivila kamon, de'in l'chadavar. You know something that's already done and you get meal on it. Sorry, kvar nasa tzorich kavoa. I mean, he already did what he needed. Valav kotche Hashem kareinu lebe. It's not called kotche Hashem. Aflif nei kapar animal kamila. So to before, it doesn't have meila as well. Ve'ima frik the gemara. Maybe we should say the exact opposite of that. Hu la'acher kapara kilif nei kapara. Hu means it is the same after, just like it is before. And to say like malif nei kapara yesh bo meila. Avlach kapar yesh bo meila. Maybe there's meila before and after. And for the gemara in l'chadaver shenasa mitzasam olam bo. There's no such thing that it has mitzah done and yet it still is meila is going to happen for it. Therefore you can't darshan it like that. And therefore it's like it didn't have meila. There's never meila. Velo, what do you mean? We don't find something that the mitzvah is done with it is still subject to mila. Right? Trumas Hadeshen. What about Trumas Hadeshen? Well, she says, Kol Bakar Tori Mideshen Mizevach Malay Machmas Melo Machta. What they did is they would take every Kol Boker again. Kol Boker Tori Mideshen Mizbeach Melo Machta. Every day they brought like a full shovel. Venosto Bitsidia Mizbeach. Let's put it on Sidia Mizbeach. Venivla Asham. Bemkoma, kedirse vehirim es hadeshen asher tochal ha'esh. They would set it up over there on the side of Mizbeach, kedirse vehirim es hadeshen asher tochal ha'esh, v'samu eitzel Mizbeach, they place it next to Mizbeach, melame chiton sima ugnizah, he's got to leave it over there, ama asav anah, you can't get any anah from it, even though it's already done. Says the Gemara, now, v'harei trumas hadeshen, danasam es asam alum, even after you did, still me'ila, dechsev, v'samu eitzel Mizbeach, and you place it next to Mizbeach. So let's say that the same applies to the dam as well. And for the Gemara, Mishum Dahave Trumas Hadeshin or Big Day Kahuna, Shtiksub Mabayin Kechad. This we have it not only by the big by the Trumas Hadeshin, but also by the Kohanim after they were worn out, or the Kohen Gadol, after they did it, there's two psukim that come to tell you the same thing. That a specific thing whose mitzvah has been done is also about enough. Chosh Shtiksub Mabayin Kechad, Imalamdim, we don't learn now from these two things that Shtiksub Mabayin Kechad.
Says the Gemara, as you would have thought, Hani Chilmanda Amar Vahin. This answer works well according to the Rabbanan that come and they say Vahinicham Sham Melamichetu in Geniza. That when it says by the Kohen Gadol's clothing and leave them there, that means that they need to be left there forever and they retain their status. El Rabbi Dosa the Amar, according to Rabbi Dosa, who says Shaloyish Tamish Behenli Yom Kippur Acher, just don't use them for another Yom Kippur. So then, but they're permitted to be used during the year by regular Kohen. Michael Lemir, now it's not Shnei Ksuvim anymore. There's only one, that is of the Trumas Hadeshen, so we see it applies even after the fact. Let's say the same thing would be with the Dam as well. Really, we can't ask the Dam after it was done because Mishum Dahavi Trumas Hadeshen the Egla Arufa. Now we have Shumas and Egla Arufa, which are Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad. V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad Eim Alamdin. Right, why is that? The Egla Arufa. Rashi says, Afa Bisha Nasa Mitzvasa Surbana. The Egla Arufa. The Chsiv Arpu Sham, Sham Tikfurasa, and that's where you leave it and you can't do anything with it. So then we have Sheikh Suvabah Gachad. Hanik Lamandamar Yamalamdan, you can't learn from Sheikh Suvabah Gachad. Lamandamar, Milamdan, Michael, we're going to say that. Because there are those that say it's not true. You're allowed to learn from Sheikh Suvabah Gachad. Says Gemara, that he says why we can't apply this to Dam. even according to this opinion, because Trey, beep, turn the page, Kufi Zayin Beis, Mi'ute Ksiva, there are two Mi'utim that are written. As she says, Afilu Mandamar Ba'alma Melamdin, Hani Ein Melamdin, the Mi'ute Ksiva Behu Damashma Hani Velochmin, only these and not others. And that is only by the Eglah Rufa and by the Trumas Tadashin. Hachik Ksiv V'samo, over here it says, by the Ash V'samo, place it next to Ech Hossam, Aksiv Ha'arufin over there, when it comes to the Aruf, it says Ha'arufa, the one that was decapitated. So it's coming to say specifically those things. And therefore, this the terms it is showing that the Dam is subject to the same din throughout its existence, and telling you that just like Dam is not subject to Me'ila after it was sprinkled, so too not before as well. Utalasa Kroi Lamali Badam. Right, now we brought that we have three opinions for the source of the Mishnah's din, that Dam is not going to be Me'ila. Now we're going to see, like, how we learn out other kulas in our Mishnah when it comes to Dam. Why do I need three psukim to tell me that Dam, this din, when it comes to Dam? Chadamutim in Nosar. One term is coming to exclude Dam from Nosar. Chadamutim in Me'ila. Chadamutim in Tuma. You don't need a pasuk to be memaided from pigal, because that we learn it from somewhere else. The Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah back in Zvachim, Kol Sheyesh Lo Matir, and anything that has a matir, that is, like any part of a carbon that becomes mutter for its use only through the service of something else, bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach, either for people or for the mizbeach, chayav and lamishal pigal, falls in the category of pigal, v'dam gufei matir, and blood itself is for mitter. It has no other service, there's no service to another part of the carbon is needed for the dam to be mutter on the mizbeach, and therefore it's excluded from the laws of pigal. And with that, hadron alach kol basar. Oh, you know what our meaning is? We said hadron alach kol basar. Let's quickly go back to Kuf Gimel Beis. To look at the Mishnah, it says kol habasar aser levashel bechalav chutz mibasar dagim vechagavim. Okay, my friends, we are yotzei mazatov for finishing the eighth parak. We now begin the ninth parak. We're now about to delve into a world of Tumah and the impact that Tumah can have, what's able to be mitzdarif, to be mitame things, what's not able to be mitzdarif, to make something tame. And let us jump into this. Now, it's important to note a little bit of an introduction over here. We're going to be focusing specifically on Tumas Ochlin, that is Tumah of foods, and Tumas Nevelos, the Tumah of dead animals. Tumas Ochlin is that if the food itself becomes tameh, somehow coming in contact with something that's tameh, like a dead body, or a nevela, or a sheretz, or something like that. And Tumas Nevelos is talking about something which the nevela itself is tameh. Right? It's inherent in it itself, and then it can cause that to be, it can be tameh other things, like a person, or kalim, or food. And, that's what we're discussing over here. Okay, now, how much do you need in order for something to become tameh? A food that is tameh can't cause other things to become tameh or other things unless it's at least a kebetza to be that. So it can't give over it to someone unless it's a kebetza. But something that is tameh and decides a kebetza can be metame something else, even if it's a tiny amount. The question is, let's say we have other parts of something. As we're going to see right now, there's two things we're going to jump into. One's called the yad, one's called the shomer. A yad literally means a hand or a handle, and the shomer is something which is protecting. So a yad would be, let's say you have a fruit and there's a stem of the fruit. It's not the fruit itself, but you use it in order to pick up the fruit. And a shomer is something that's protecting it, like the peel of a fruit. So if a tumah touches the stem or peel of some sort of fruit, then it's able to be metame through the yad or through the shomer, even though it itself is not food and wouldn't become tummy. It's not able to be mekabel tuma by itself. And also, like if the stem or peel of a tummy fruit touched something else, then that tuma will be delivered to it and pushed over. Now, in reference to giving over or receiving tuma, a yad or a shomer are equal. But the one difference is, we're going to see right now in the Mishnah, is a law about which a shomer is more chamor than a yad, as a shomer counts towards the size of the food. So let's say, remember, the food has to be at least a kebetza to pass on tuma. And let's say the food itself isn't, but with the shomer, with the klipa, with the peel,
ends up to being that size, then it's going to end up, that's going to happen. But a yad is not considered counted as part of the size. Let's jump into the Hilige Hilige Mishnah right now. Chapter 9, my friends, the ninth parak, here we go. Zak the Hilige 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 Mishnah. Ha'or, the hide, va'rotiv, and the gravy, va'kipa, the sediment, ve'he, olol, the olol, which is like meat that's shaved off the knife and it remains attached to the actual hide, va'atzamas, and the bones, va'gidim, like sinews and other kind of stuff like that, va'karnayim, the horns, va'tlafayim, the hooves, mitstarf from the tami tumas ochlin, they're all mitstarif in order to mitami tumas ochlin. Some of those things are like a shomer, and some of those things are just like, they're not eaten by themselves, but they would be if they're mixed in together with things, right? And that's why Rashi goes through each one of them, explaining how you wouldn't eat it by itself, but you would eat it with it, and therefore it's misarif to the size of a lo tumas nevelos, but not the tuma of nevela. So Rashi says, im mi nevelain, im mitamin, ve'im mitstarfin, likazais lahashim shir nevela latami. The Tanya b'nevelasa, v'lo ba'atzamos, v'lo ba'gidin, is just specifically b'nevelasa, not with the atzamos, not with the gidin, not with the or. If you have to go to the shomer, even though it's a shomer, ein shomer mitztarif, l'tuma chamura, k'dem b'farish v'gamar, v'chin kibav rotev lav minevela, ninhu, they're not from the nevela, v'etzel gidim, v'olol, pardon, v'olol v'gidin lav basahin. Aval ochin b'alma, Havu Bahad de Basar. It's only connected to the Basar itself. Okay, now, another case. Kayotzu is similarly, a Shochet Behemet Tamei Lovikacham. If a Yid Shechs a Behemet Tamei, a non kosher animal, for a Goy, Rashi says Vidavka Yisrael, Vidavka Shchita, Vidavka Tamea, Vidavka Lovikachavim. Yisrael Shochet Behemet Tamei, Lazarech Ovikachavim, Vodim Efarchesis, and it's still shaken about, Afagav de Lochazia, Lavodas. Kochavim, even though it can't be used for avodah zara, the b'misa tal yomel sela b'nei noach, v'lo shari olahu shchita ad shetomos afil hachi, hol v'yisol shachat shchita ma'al yosayi. Since the Yisrael did it, it's a good shchita, v'ashkechan, l'gabi Yisrael, the shchita shari l'gabi b'tahora, hilkach m'shav yalei, Machshavto uchla b'shchita. It's considered like it's ochel. Let's keep going. Hashuch b'hem etmei lo v'kacham u'mfachesed. It's still shaking. Mitama tumas ochlin. It's mitame tumas ochlin at that stage. Right, because while it's still shaking, its meat is going to be asur midaraisa to everyone. The yid can't eat it because it's not kosher, and the avodah zara can't eat it because it's eivur min hachai. So the yid shchita is no halachic significance about eating it. But in reference to tumas ochlin, the shchita combined with his intent to prepare the food for avodah zarinik, that now can makes it with the intent to prepare it has the effect of making it like its food. It makes it into ochlin like immediately. And since he processes this non-kosher animal the way that makes the meat of a kosher animal mutter immediately by shchita, his intention to do it for eating by the avodah zarinik, right through the shchita makes it now that it's mekabel tuma. So, mitami tumas ochlin, avalum tumas novelus, but it doesn't convey tumas novelus, acha tumas, or acha yatis as rosh, until it dies, or until he chops off its head. Fascinating. Now, riba litami tumas ochlin, mimashir riba litami tumas novelus. So the Torah gave more things to give tuma of food than it does when it comes to tuma of novelus. Rabbi Huda says, ha'alul ha'mechunas, about the elul of an avela that was gathered together, like that there's a shreds of meat that are shaved up with a knife, when you're flaying the animal, im yesh bo kezayis makam echad, chayav alav. If there's a kezayis one area, then chayav alav, a person is chayav on it. The person who touches or carries a kezayis, and the avela becomes tamei. If he ate, if he then goes into the Beis HaMikdash or eats kachim, intentionally, then he's going to be chayav kares. And that's Rabbi Huda's argument with the Tanakama's statement that Elul doesn't convey tumas nevelus. Okay, you know what, my friends? We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.